Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Big welcome to you, of course, to this show, From Stress to Authentic Success. I'm your host, Danielle Sachs, and today it's all about you and me. We are going to talk about a topic that might just change your life, and that is radical self-care, the key to authentic success. Now, before you tune out thinking, oh, there we go again, I've heard all this before, stick with me. Because what I'm about to share is not what you typically hear about self-care. I'm talking about something much deeper, something life-changing that is not about bubble baths, spa days, lighting a candle while sipping tea, although all those things are very nice. Radical self-care is about how you show up for yourself at the deepest level. At the core, it's about creating a life where you don't have to escape from stress because you've built a foundation where stress no longer runs the show. Are you with me? Let's be real. How often do you actually put yourself first? Great question. How often do you stop and ask yourself, what do I need? And maybe the last one, when was the last time that you actually rested without feeling guilty about it? All these questions, I've had them years ago. Because let me tell you, I see this also every day in my practice. High achievers, entrepreneurs, leaders, people like you and me are running on fumes, saying, oh, I just need to get through this busy period. Then I'll slow down. Then I'll have time. I can't afford to take a break right now. And I'll rest when the time comes. But let me tell you the truth about this. There will never be a perfect time. If you are waiting for permission to slow down, to breathe, to take care of yourself, let me give it to you now. Your well-being is not optional. It's the foundation for everything else in your life. And I want to add a personal story of one of my clients. Maybe I should talk about my own life. Maybe that's better, because I remember a time in my own life where I thought I was superwoman. I was invincible. I was juggling work, responsibilities. I was always on giving, pleasing, helping others, until my body said stop. And if you've been listening to me for a while, I trust that you know my story. And if not, go to my website or buy my book, Shifting Out of Chronic Stress. It is such a beautiful, let me tell you, a beautiful illustration of what happened to me. And I know that I'm not the only one. I see it here every single week. The people I work with, my clients, some of them are the most brilliant, hardworking, caring people, but they all have one thing in common. They have ignored their own needs for so long that stress has become their default state. So let me ask you something before we continue this show. When was the last time that you woke up feeling energized, excited, and fully alive? Or when was the last time that you felt truly free from all the pressures of more and more and more, doing more, having more? And if you keep living like this for another 5 to 10 years, where does it lead you? What are you up for? Because if the answer is all these terms like burnout, exhaustion, even resentment, then something needs to change. You know it, and I know it. And that's what today's episode is all about. So what's coming up? Today, I'm going to talk to you on my own about lots of things like, for example, why we ignore self-care and the cost of that, and also about the lie we have been told about success. And what exactly does radical self-care mean? And I think it's not what you think. And the last one, of course, as always, I want to add some real practical steps that you can start taking right now today to move from stress and struggle to that fulfillment and freedom and feeling fully alive. Take a deep breath. This is your moment, you and I, to stop, reflect, and shift. Let's dive in. Maybe grab a cup of coffee or a cup of tea. I don't know where you are in the world, but wherever, whatever the time is during the day, get comfortable and let's get into this. Let's dive in to radical self-care, the key to authentic success. Talk to you just now after this little break.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Yes, we are back. Back to the middle part of this show. And let's get into it. Let's start with the big question. I really like this question. Why we ignore self-care and the price, the cost we pay for it? Let me give you that real life story about Emma. I want to tell you about someone I worked with. I just want to call her Emma because I don't want to say her personal name. I also talked about this story in my article that I contributed to the Health Triangle magazine issue of this coming month, March 2025. And I just want to advise you and inspire you and motivate you to go and read all the articles in the Health Triangle magazine. Go to the website ukhealthradio.com. And you can see how you can get access to this amazing platform, another platform than the UK Health Radio itself, the magazine, Health Triangle magazine. And in that article, I also talk about Emma, because Emma was a high-powered executive, always on, always available. She had her own business, running meetings, leading a team, taking care of her family, never took a break. Some of you can relate to that. And then at a certain time, she started feeling different. She was so tired, but it was more than tired. It was like a deep exhaustion that sleep couldn't fix. She could feel that she was pushing through it. And she ignored all the signals, the headaches, the brain fog, the anxiety creeping in, until one day, similar to my own story, in the middle of an important presentation, the body gave out. She collapsed right there in front of her entire team. And of course, ambulance, emergency room, doctors running tests, everybody was worried about her. And you know what the doctors told her? Emma, this is stress induced. Your nervous system, your immune system is shutting down. She was given two choices. Either you make radical changes or you have a risk of long-term damage. Now, I don't have to tell you what it meant, what a wake-up call it was for Emma. But here's a question I have for you. How close are you to a breaking point? And what warning signs are you ignoring? Let me tell you a few common signs of chronic stress, what you can read in my book, Shifting Out of Chronic Stress, as well. Waking up, for example, already feeling exhausted. Irritability or low patience, being reactive with people around you, feeling like you have to push through yourself every single day, and that constant tension in your body, sometimes headaches, back pain, always different signals. Or, for example, another one is never feeling truly at ease, not being able to actually fully relax. And here is the truth. Your body is always talking to you. Always. Are you listening? Because there is a lie that we have been told about success. I help so many successful people. And in this society, we have been told that to be successful, we must sacrifice. Let me tell you, success at the cost of yourself, let's not call it success. So radical self-care is not a break from success. It's the foundation of it. Let me repeat that. Radical self-care is not a break from true success. It's the foundation of it. And here's a billionaire's secret to success. I once heard a billionaire say, "My greatest investment isn't in stocks or real estate. It's in my own energy and well-being." And that is why every single episode or mail that I write, at the end, it's always about you are your best investment. And I still, up until today, up until now, find that such a powerful quote. You are your best investment. And the wealthiest, most fulfilled, most impactful people that I have worked with and that I know, they are not the ones who work the hardest. Again, they are the ones who take care of themselves the best. The shift that you and I, that we need to make every single day, instead of asking ourselves, how much can I get done? Start asking yourself, how well am I managing my energy? Instead of asking yourself, how can I push harder? Start asking, how can I work smarter with alignment connected to who I truly am? Because the truth is, and I repeat, when you are rested, nourished, and in balance, you perform so much better, you lead better, you live better. Now, let's come to the part that some people say to me, yeah, but Danielle, what does radical self-care really mean? Let's dive into that. Because here is a myth that I want to break right now. Radical self-care is not self-indulgence. It is self-preservation. Oh, yes. When I say self-care, most people picture candles, spa days, wellness, meditation apps. And while those things are all important, radical self-care, as I said before, is so much more than that. So what does it mean? I have a few things to say here. No longer waiting for permission from anyone or anything to take care of yourself. That's number one. Saying no without any guilt, knowing that your time and your energy are valuable, not just valuable, but your biggest asset. Number three, prioritizing your well-being like your bank account. Ooh, that is a good one. Because if you go bankrupt, you're no good to anyone, believe me. And the last one that I can say to you, if you ask what it means to me, radical self-care, that is releasing that belief that has been installed from when we are young, that your worth, your worthiness is tied to your productivity, to your results. Let's just test something here. I want you to think about the last time that you felt guilty for resting. Maybe you took an afternoon off or you went for a long walk, but in the back of your mind, you were thinking about your emails, your deadlines, or what people would say if they knew that you were, quote, lazy. Why does rest make us feel so guilty? Because, of course, again, we have been conditioned from when we are small to believe that success means sacrificing ourselves. And again, I'm going to repeat it because it is such an important part that I want you to really grab in this episode. The truth is that the most successful, fulfilled, and abundant people that I know and that I've met and that I learn about are not the ones who work the hardest, but they are the ones who take care of themselves the best. So if you do not create that space for renewal, for re-energizing, for health, for joy, I can guarantee, I see it here in my practice, you will end up resenting the very success that you worked so hard for. There's a quote that I used in the article of Heil Triangle magazine this month, and that is, if you don't make time for your wellness, you'll be forced to make time for your illness. Ooh, I love that one. If you don't make time for your wellness, you'll be forced to make time for your illness. That's what happened to me. When was the last time you truly listened to your body? And when was the last time you said no to something that you realized that drained you? Now, maybe it's time for a few implementations. How to implement radical self-care into your own life. Let me give you some practical steps or tips, because so many of you, when I talk about self-care, sacred self-care, radical self-care, they all say, okay, I get it, Danielle, but how do I actually practice that in my daily life? I've got you. Let's give you a few key steps. I'll give you three so that you can start here and now today. The first one, a really, really good one, I believe, is the 3-second pause rule. And that gives you an immediate shift in your decision making. Every time that you agree to something, I want you to take 3 seconds to check in. Check in on, am I doing this out of obligation or am I doing this out of true desire? Interesting question. And if the answer is out of obligation, I want you to pause and reconsider, because this one little habit alone can transform your energy and your boundaries. It will give you a huge shift in life. It's all about going within instead of looking outside. Number two, which I believe is a really, really important one, is auditing your energy. And I do this with every single client. And I still do this myself every single day, or let's say every single week. I suggest that you take a notebook and write down 2 lists. The one list is the top 5 things and people that drain your energy. Who and what makes you feel exhausted, heavy, or stressed? The second list is the top 5 things or people that refill your energy. Who and what makes you feel alive, light, and recharged? And then you look at your day or at your week and you see that, am I spending more time in the first list or in the second one? Yes, it is time to make some serious shifts. You can ask yourself, and I do that too, what's the one thing from the drain list that I can remove or reduce this week? Or a person? What's the one thing or a person from the recharge list that I can do more of, that I can connect more with? I think these 2 questions can really help you to make a huge shift out of your chronic stress. Because it's all about energy. You and I, we know that. And the third tip, practical tip that I want to give you today is not just radical self-care, it is radical rest. And I can tell you, it's not being lazy. Let's talk about why high achievers struggle so much with rest. We are givers. We are deeply caring people. We feel guilty when we rest and do nothing. We think we have to earn the right to pause. But do you realize that rest is the most productive thing that you and I can do? Your best ideas come from when you are rested. Your best leadership skills happen when you are recharged. Your presence, your creativity, your impact, it all multiplies when you stop running on empty. Whether you are a leader in business, in life, a parent, whether you are having your own company, whether you are leading a team, whatever it is, here is the challenge. I want you to go and schedule rest like you are going to schedule any meeting in your agenda. Make that you time non-negotiable, just like your work deadlines. Make it non-negotiable, because when you thrive, Everything around you does too. Believe me, I see it every single day. Before we wrap up this middle part, I want you to commit to one radical self-care shift today. Are you with me? You can message me or comment me on this episode. What is the one thing that you are going to change? It is still the beginning of 2025. And wouldn't it be great if you would start practicing radical self-care? Let's take this beyond just something you listen to. I know this is an episode you are listening to the radio or the podcast, but what about turning this episode into action? You can connect with me on Instagram or LinkedIn or in person. Send me an email at danieladanielsack.com and I'll be happy even to go even into a connection conversation with you to see what your situation is and how you can step into that radical self-care practice. That first step, always very interesting. I am going to take a little break now. And I will see you soon, just now. Oh, yes. Welcome back. And of course, let's wrap this up. I really enjoyed this conversation. You had to do it with me today. But I think this is such an important topic because radical self-care isn't just about luxury. It's about survival. Certainly in this society, 24 out of 7, we are on. We are all the time alert, busy, feeling guilty, comparing ourselves, all these things. So it's about making sure that the life that you are building actually feels good to live. Because what's the point of all the success, all the accomplishments, if inside you feel drained, disconnected, or just empty? So I want you to take this episode, if you feel like it, as your wake-up call. That is always my intention, because your health, your energy, your well-being, they are all the foundation of everything else. I'm sure that if you have been listening to this show for a while now, you must have realized that the truth is that it's not just about filling up the emptiness in our life. It's about fulfilling your soul's expression of who you are. That is what authenticity is all about. And it is your birthright, as I always say. You are your best investment. This is your birthright. Radical self-care is your birthright. And I want you to really reflect on this. How much longer are you willing to put yourself up for lost? Because every day that you push through without honoring yourself, you reinforce that belief that you are only as valuable as what you produce. That's not who you are. And I want you to give the right example to your children, to the next generation, because they copy you. They don't do what you say. They do what you do. So if you are going to honor yourself and your soul's core calling, the core of who you are, that's when they get that example and they will do the same. Let me just give you something to imagine. You know, take a moment and picture yourself waking up tomorrow morning, feeling fully recharged, light and present. Imagine that you can step into your work, your relationships, your passions without feeling that exhaustion or resentment or even guilt or shame. Instead of just surviving, imagine you are thriving. I'm not even sure that you can imagine it. That's sometimes the situation where my clients are in. Instead of running on empty, You can be fueled by alignment and joy. Picture it into your mind, because that's the version of you that the world needs today. And it all starts with one decision: to take care of yourself like your life depends on it, because it does. And I want to hear from you. I say it every single show, but to me, it's all about connection. What's one shift that you are making after today's episode? Just give me a message, share your insights. Let me know what spoke to you the most. And I love hearing your breakthroughs and seeing the impact of all those conversations in your life. Let me give you a final thought, maybe, because I said it in the beginning and I'm going to repeat it again. The most successful, fulfilled, and abundant people that I know are not the ones who work the hardest. They're the ones who take care of themselves the best. And I see so many of you in my practice making that decision. And I'm so proud of you. To choose to step out of stress and into authentic success, it takes courage. It's that kind of success that doesn't just look good, but that actually feels good. And when you step into that energy, I promise you, when you finally give yourself the care and the attention that you deserve, you don't just change your own life. You inspire everyone around you, because abundance, as we know, is energy. And when you embody it, you attract it. Oh, yes. Once again, I will see you, and I trust and I hope to see you next time on this show, From Stress to Authentic Success. Until then, please take good care of yourself, because no one else can do it for you. Until next time, bye-bye for now.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Before I end this show, I have a special note for you, because I just want to add a daily practice of conscious radical self-care. Because, you know, before closing, I want to leave you with one last thought, because it all sounds so great in theory, radical self-care. And we talk about self-care so much these days, but I know out of my own life and in my practice, that we need to be honest with ourselves, because life happens, stress happens. There will be days where you feel like you're doing amazing, setting boundaries, prioritizing yourself, feeling in flow. And then there will be days where it feels impossible. I know. Where you fall back into old habits, or where you overwork, overcommit, and forget to breathe. And you know what? That's okay. Because radical self-care is not a finish line you cross. It's a daily practice. Again, in my book, Shifting Out of Chronic Stress, the last step of the 7-step process to regain your balance and inner strength is practicing daily conscious self-care. It's a conscious choice, moment by moment. Whoa. Self-care is a journey. It is not a destination. Really, I want you to know that and to be mild with yourself, and at the same time, strict enough with yourself. Think about it like this. If you are learning to play an instrument, or training for a marathon, for example, or even building a business, you and I, we both know that you don't get it right all the time, do you? So there are days that you mess up, and there are days that you don't feel motivated. But you give up? Most of us don't. You show up anyway. And I know you a little bit. If you are like me, You show up anyway. You continue. You have that, you train that muscle of discipline and, of course, perseverance. You adjust, you grow, you keep going. And self-care is the same. It's not about being perfect. It's about being present. It's about tuning in, and every single time, again and again, what do I need today is the question. How can I show up for myself right now? These are the things we need to ask ourselves on a daily basis. And some days it might be rest, and other days it's movement. And some days it's maybe a deep conversation, a connection, or a moment of complete stillness, or simply saying no when you mean no. So be patient, be compassionate with yourself. The key to it all is to keep choosing yourself over and over again, not as an act of selfishness, please. So many people think that self-care is selfish, but more as an act of self-honoring. And we all have heard about the myth of getting it right. And I want to be really clear here. Self-care is not always comfortable. Sometimes I feel that it is just sitting with my emotions that I've been avoiding. Or it might be breaking patterns that I have been running my whole life for years. I do it with my clients as well. And sometimes it does mean disappointing others, because for once, you are not putting their needs above your own. Let me tell you, radical, conscious, daily self-care, it takes courage. And the alternative, there's none. The alternative is staying stuck in stress, burnout, exhaustion, wondering why you feel so drained, why you are carrying so much resentment and doubt, why the life you've worked so hard for doesn't feel as good as it looks like, as good as you thought it would. And you and I, we both deserve better than that. So it is all about the commitment to keep choosing you. And I didn't want to end the show before telling you that. My challenge to you here and now is to make radical self-care non-negotiable. It's not as something you do when you have time. It's not as a reward for being productive enough. But it is a daily commitment to you, to your essence of who you are, to your well-being, to your authentic self, so you can stand in that authentic power. Because when you take care of yourself, yes, everything else shifts. You show up so much more fully in your work. You bring more presence in your relationship with your children, with your family, with your colleagues, with your team. Oh, you stop running on empty and you start leading from within, from that wholeness. And listen, there will be days when you forget. I do too. There will be days when you slip into old patterns, and that's okay. Just do not stay there. Every day you get a new choice, a new opportunity to come back to yourself, to pause, to breathe, and to realign. And that is what radical self-care is all about. It's not about perfection, not performance, but presence. Be present. Live in the now. Choosing you over and over and over again. And let me give you a final reflection. Before we turn this episode really off, I want to ask you one more simple thing. Ask yourself, how can I choose myself today? Not tomorrow, not next week, today, here, right now. And you know what? Maybe it's just closing your laptop for the next 30 minutes. Maybe it's taking a real break, one where you're not sneaking in work or on your phone. Maybe it's drinking just a glass of water, stepping outside and breathe, stretching your body, or just taking that 5 minutes to be present, to be you, to be into your body. It doesn't have to be huge, but it has to start. And it starts with you. I just want to thank you so much for spending this time with me today. I think this was a beautiful episode. It gives me goosebumps when I talk about radical conscious self-care. It inspires me and motivates me just by talking about it. And I trust that you feel inspired and empowered and really ready to put yourself back on at the top of your own list. And this is my last thought for you. The way that you treat yourself sets all the standards for everything else in your life, for how others treat you. So make it count. Yes. Until next time, I say bye-bye for now. And remember, you are your best investment always. Talk to you later. Bye.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.